But those are in the subdivision.
Well, here's Keith Michelle. I don't believe he's in a subdivision.
That's Keith.
That's Keith.
What's it?
That'll be his.
$5,000.
He got raised this year because it was $3,500 last year.
What's the parcel number there?
Huh?
Do you know Barbara Holland? Who? Barbara Holland?
Joe, if Keith's was $5,000 and mine was $10,000, that's a small discrepancy there, I think.
And we corrected it when you came in, didn't
no,
we?
No, you didn't.
We didn't?
I thought it was $5,000.
It was $10,000 when he...
It was $10,000. It was got, he, after talking to him, they got it lowered to $5,000.
But it should have been $5,000 instead of $10,000 if he did Keith's at $5,000.
How big's his property?
17 acres.
And yours is?
40.
His property runs for, I'm going
on
to say, almost,
highway,
almost
long
a half
ways.
A mile. No, it's a half a mile.
I hear, but do you see how a discrepancy could have been there? If yours is double the size of what his is, I mean, there could
but
have been...
This is not
the
on,
site prep is only
site
on
prep.
The nature.
I hear you. I hear
it's
you.
Only
I hear
on
you.
One
but I mean,
acre
that, but there are some evaluations that go into a program, and that's why we have you guys come in and...
Or that's what Chuck told me.
That's why we're playing the property tax.
Yeah. Does a site prep, correct me, can't site prep for any amount? And like friends, I was told at one time by the former assessor, I have 8 acres. He said he could assess as much as 5 acres of my 8 at residential and assess the remainder at ag. He could do whatever he wanted to on the amount. So it could be 1 acre at residential and 7 at res or vice versa. Legally, they can do either one.
That'd be fine if everybody was treated the same.
I don't know how you're going to do that. Guess it has to do with how much of you have developed and how much of it is usable, how much is over the side.
What's
of band? The hill.
What's
band?
Keith.
Keith.
Bands.
Keith is bands. That is Keith.
You come over and you help me dig thistles.
That other one up there, I don't know her name. Andretta or something.
Joe, have you been able to look at some of the ones that
they're all subdivision ones. But Keith,
these two are the only one I consider because the others have structural values $170,000. So
right.
To my mind, the right value.
So Keith Michelle's in there and they're at $5,000?
Yes.
Okay.
And by the way, his trailer house never mind, too.
But are at some level, you're saying you're talking about structural values, but yet we're. You're saying structural values don't count. Do structural values count on site prep?
Well, I'm sorry.
Does the structural value count on site prep valuation?
On the land value, it's not just the site prep, but it's the value of the land as well. And Wayne and Gloria's, they're just being taxed for a small amount for land value. Subdivision across the street that I brought up, they went from 32 to 40. The land value, that lot value, is worth more than their residential deal on their mobile home.
Right.
Am I answering your question?
Yep.
Okay.
Sir, here is Keith Michelle, who was the person in question. You can take a look at that. That says 5,000. That
Joe McDowell said it. $5,000.
That would seem to be that there is a...
Terry Beck went up. It's $12,000.
How about the Holcombs? Or, you know, there's a bunch of them around.
I think we're always going to find some disparity on some smaller properties, but it doesn't sound like this, especially given.
Well,
this.
I think he has 40 acres or more, doesn't he, Holcomb?
Remind folks, we got 47,000 parcels.
Well, now.
All right, I'm going to second your motion.
All right, we have a motion on the table. Motion has been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I hate to read this way, but I'm going to abstain until I can get more information. Here, there's two pieces of property that's, and theirs are both 5,000 and 8,000.
Find that one.
But you, I just
John
want to
Holcomb
look
is at $8,000.
And I'm
which one?
I don't think the 5,000 is
John?
Wrong. I'm just worried that here again,
says,
if yours was
John Deere.
John Duncan Jr. and Aaron Kathleen.
Yeah, that's not the same one. Bill's place.
I'm sorry. Joe is talking. Excuse me. I'm sorry. He's just discussing on
how he... Well, there's no need for the discussion, but that's just my thought.
Understood.
Yeah. All right. So, Joe, so we have two ayes, one abstaining. Motion carries. Mr. Harden, appreciate your time and your consideration. So one day I might be standing up there and contesting a tax that I have. So
what you're telling me is it's going to stay the way it is?
I'm saying they're going up, and we have some evidence that proves that it says they are going up.
We think it's consistent with what is going on. We understand that there are properties that are still need to be, and you've brought that to our attention colors. And we'll
pull that up next year, like I said, and we'll see how much he changes.
Okay, we're just trying to be consistent.
And
for
where
everybody.
He changes.
Yeah. Well, you gentlemen, at least, you need to look at it. Pull up some of them.
Thank you. We do appreciate it.
And appreciate your patience on waiting to get to yours, too.
Good luck, Tom.
All right, moving on to, we have somebody, 2017-30. Is that Jonathan and Albert?
Yes, sir.
Come on up.
We got the towers. I think that's good.
What is this one?
All right. Well, that's 30 and 31. All right. Can you share with us a little bit? You're a little further on down T Highway, so.
I'm all the way at the end.
Yeah, this is T Highway, Alex.
That's good for you, right?
Yeah.
From the last time I pulled up the property, it looks like it has changed since I just pulled it up this afternoon. I was running a little shorthanded since we're shorthanded at work, so I'm kind of a little behind on this. I'm sorry. The question that I look at was kind of what I heard you speaking to the Hardys about was just the property values vary from house to house. And I know Chuck and I had a discussion on this, and he said mine went up because I'm lakefront. I've had this discussion with my real estate agent and other people that I'm not really considered lakefront because there is a piece of property in front of me that could be built on. And I know people kind of throw their hands up in the air saying, no, it can't because it's in a floodplain. I mean, I've seen stuff at the landing being built, and I've seen what Point Royale, as far as I understand, used to belong to Empire Electric. So I don't understand why I'm considered lakefront and the value is different from property to property going down that road.
Is that Empire land down there?
Yes, sir.
So it's currently being valued at $54,359. What are you requesting?
The paper that I had said that it changed. What I just printed off dropped it down. That's what just made me curious to why.
Do you have some type of...
And I, after
the only thing I had was a bill.
It's purchase price.
Oops. Sorry about that.
Watch. $45,000, but I don't know. Chuck, you know there's a plug in the wall behind you.
Right, that's okay. Your residential.
But the thing that got me on the land is there's some across that are that they kind of like what you guys are talking about, Hardy's. It varies two properties.
Okay, so.
I own two.
Right.
And one's a house and the other one we consider a little cabin, and that's what I spoke to Chuck about, that it was going up on that, but there's no water to that property. It's just kind of a shell of a house. There's you couldn't live in it.
But there's not an appeal on that one, right?
Well, he has 00. He has both here and here. So 000 and 001.
Jeff, if I could jump in.
30 and 31.
Here, you hold on to these because we'll pull it up right there.
Yeah.
Sir?
Ms. Eagles?
You go by John or Jonathan?
John.
All right.
After John came in, we went back out and looked at him.
Okay.
Just from, I know John well, and from what he told me on the smaller property, I think I agreed to change it right then.
Yes.
But we went out and looked at it. In fact, you could if you want to, Wes, you could pull up pictures. I think we had some more pictures. But anyway, bottom line on the house, the more expensive property that John lives in, we had raised it to $54,359 from $40,955, and we've lowered it for 18. Of course, we can't change 17 like we've talked about, but we lowered it for 18 to $47,970. And I don't remember what you asked for. It doesn't show on my sheet.
45.
Okay.
The only thing I had, I mean, I understand more taxes if the building's improved on, I guess, is the way I look at things. I'm not that knowledgeable about it, but I'm still living in a 1940-something house with single-pane windows and old roofing that I haven't had time to fix, but it just kind of hurts when I understand it goes up, but I haven't done any improvements to the place. And I've got a cabin next door that's falling apart, and it's going up on it, too, but I work two jobs, and I'm just trying to, I just haven't had time to work on it. I know it's my fault, but...
Is it a stick-built structure?
Yes, sir. But, yeah, the cabin, that's the little cabin. If he goes back to a picture, the chimney fell off the side, and then there's no water to that property.
Is it Cathy Street?
Yeah.
On the corners?
I'm sorry, it's Allen.
Allen
is just right there, a little stretch between Long Beach and Cathy.
Okay.
Most of the post office usually can't find the place, but
right.
It's just a little stretch.
I sold the house over on Cathy. On Cathy, and it goes up to the Empire land over there. So sold it about a year and a half ago.
On the smaller property, we lowered it from 20,000 to hit the wrong button.
14,76.
For 18, we've lowered it to 14. What'd you ask for on that one, John? Remember? Is that when there somebody got what?
For 17, it's
$26.95, and we've lowered it for 18 to $14,792.
So on one of them, it looks to me like you're asking for $15,500 of your opinion, your opinion of the value, and Chuck's reduced it to $14,762.
Yeah, he reduced it after we talked, but we said if I wanted to still bring it up. I guess what I have a question is with some of the land. If you're on the cabin, is that what you're asking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he would reduce that after I walked out of there. We talked about it.
Yeah.
But the house, too, I guess, is what I don't understand is like the land value. If I go across the front of that, can I bring this up to you?
Sure.
I don't understand why 18, 18, 18, 18, 8,000, 8,000, 18, 15. And that's why he told me it went up because I was lakefront, but that's my question. I mean, here's a little bitty one over here. I mean, this place up here is at 9,000. He's more land. Kind of like what you said earlier. It's more land, and to me, I just wish I knew more of what or how it's figured you guys do this.
Chuck?
Well, as if you go to the pictures, you can see that, granted, there is Empire land between John's place and his neighbors. Some of the neighbors went up similar. But, I mean, you're looking right out at the lake. There's nothing between you and the lake, and well, you can see from the picture.
But when it changes some year, is it going to go down because I lost my lake view? Or?
Yep.
If something does come in and blocks your view.
Yeah, Empire builds something. I would say it'd be...
But that is considered lakefront. And if you were to list your house today, you bet you'd want on there lakefront, lakeview.
And you can go across, hopefully you can go right across the street where it's not where John's at, and it's going to be a much lower value because I don't believe it's worth as, it wouldn't bring as much.
They got a better view. Sitting up high on that high, they don't have to worry about being flooded.
So yours is 18, there's another one here it's 18, and another one's 18, and another one's 18.
And then it goes to 888, and then goes back up.
I know from being down there and quite a bit, like there's one kind of catty corner across the street from you that should have been dozed down.
The A-frame?
No, it was some, it was a structure. It was a stick-built house. It was probably...
If it's behind me, it was an A-frame. No. And he's actually completely redone that. It's a nightly, weekly rental now.
It's been a while. One of the worst houses I've ever